¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Skibidi toilet riz.
Wow.
Okay, so there was a game.
I said it right?
Yes, you 100% did. So riz is like...
We know riz.
Yeah, we have it.
I have massive riz.
Skibidi toilet was a game, and it was of this man whose head is in a toilet. It's like his body's the toilet and his head pops out of it.
Okay.
So Skibidi toilet riz. And again, I would like to reiterate brain rot.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tea Time. I'm Miranda. This is...
me.
Raven, my wife. And today, we have somebody very exciting on this podcast. Babes. Who's on this podcast?
I just don't understand what is happening right now, and I just want to react. Listen, there is a problem in this situation, and the situation is that there is somebody on our podcast that has a pet peeve right now.
If you don't know who's on our podcast, then you're doing something wrong.
Was that accurate?
It was actually really good. I think you hit it spot on.
Spenswa,
I didn't
welcome,
have the hair.
No, it's okay. When I spiral. And you did a really good job at portraying that.
I'm an actress, thank you.
Oh, yeah, you are, period. You said it's kind of my job.
It's kind of what I do.
Kind of her job. What does it feel like to have 17 million followers? Because I'm just trying to get one.
It's very... I think the best way I can describe it is I don't think about it.
Good for you.
Because if I think about it, like, it's... I can't think about it. It's...
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of people.
Yeah, it's an overwhelming amount of people. But then it's... It has its ups and downs. Because, I mean, like, you're like, wow, all these people support me. And then it's like, wow, if I, like, mess up, a lot of people are going to see this.
Yes. Do you feel like all of those 17 million people are supporters?
Oh, absolutely not. Right. I know I have hate followers, but you're still giving me views.
That
so
part.
Thanks. Like, I don't mind.
100%.
Don't we have to stick our tongue out and do the Cardi? Ah, when that happens. Ah, you still gonna catch me? See my sound, bitch? Ah.
Okay, let's talk about you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the fact that you are an only child.
Oh, how did you? Yeah.
And what it's like being an only child and then creating a following that you did. Because... in some worlds, being an only child is lonely, and it is the conversation of, I want people around me, or I'm so lonely, I don't want people around me. But you really turned an only child world on its head with what you do. Dive.
So I
and go.
And go.
I'm not only an only child, I'm an only child with a single mother.
Yeah.
So it's just me and her my entire life. And then because I had a single mother... she worked 2 jobs. And I did, like, I grew up a lot of the times. I think, like, from the 3rd grade, I was home at night alone because my mom worked 4 hours at night at her other job.
Oh. And you're in New Jersey.
New Jersey, yeah. Okay. So I kind of just, like, learned from an early age how to be comfortable with being alone.
Okay.
I love reading. I love doing my own little thing. And when I was younger, that's also why I think I... like, excelled academically because...
Yeah, your GPA was crazy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
What was it?
I had a 4.2 in high school.
Whoa. I had the opposite.
Like a 2.4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Creepy. And Raven had nothing because she went to set school.
First of all, it's okay, not about me. It's about you.
Well, you made a career for yourself.
That part.
But I do remember the first time I ever posted a video, it did well, and it was blowing up while I was at a diner with my friends. And I was like, oh my God, guys, like, look, look. At first, I will say it was a power trip, because you're like, oh, like, I have, like, this big following now, and this, that, and the third. And then I got, like, canceled for the first time, quote, unquote, canceled.
Yeah.
That was very eye-opening, because it's like, you realize that your brain has a... really hard time perceiving hate from others versus, like, love from others. And I feel like...
Can you Let's dive into that a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like now it's different. Now I, like, if I read my comments and there's a negative one, I'm like, okay, fuck you. Mm-hmm. But at the time, I could be scrolling through my comments and it'd be like 100 good comments. But the one that would stand out to me was the negative one.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. That one negative comment held more weight than all the positive ones.
Understood.
And I think I kind of had to readjust the way I thought about things. And I mean, now that I've been doing it for, gosh, 4 years?
4 years straight.
And I have a better, like, handling of everything, but it's still a learning process. It's like a learning curve, like most things. But yeah.
What's one of the most unhinged things the internet has made you buy?
Oh my God, that's such a good question. Probably this like facial, it's almost like Nair, but it's a powder and you mix it up and it's for your face. Mm-hmm. But I used to use it on my entire body. Don't do that, by the way. I did get chemical burns from it in places I cannot say. But let's just say sitting for a while was very uncomfortable for me.
Did it work for your face though?
Oh, I never used it on my face. Like, that's the problem. Oh, my God. I used it everywhere but my face, yeah. There is, like, an unhinged thing that I bought, but it wasn't because the internet made me buy it.
Oh, what is it?
Well, who made you buy it?
His brain.
My brain.
What is it?
It's...
Okay, yeah. How big?
Big.
Really?
Yeah, but that's
dildo
because of...
Dildo is not a bad word, you guys.
No,
was it a big, black...
There's this...
Did you buy... Spencer, we know that you bought a big black dildo and Raven sold it to you. She sells them on the side. That's so Raven.
That was your Amazon store for period. Yeah, what the hell? Thank you.
That's so dildo.
But yeah, wow. It actually was because the man that I'm going to marry, he doesn't know
he has his own big black dildo.
Yes. Like, and I was like, you know what? Like, if I just want to... how would I
perform
under these circumstances.
You know what? I respect that.
Thank you.
Because I'm going to tell you something. I knew that I was going to lose my virginity. And I wanted to make sure that I was prepared.
Got it.
And sometimes you have to use things to help you out to make sure that you can just handle it.
Yeah.
And it... You know,
you guys better prep the area first.
You got to prep the area.
That's what you have to do. You have to like make sure that
it's the responsible way to go about it.
Wow, you guys!
That's it.
Wow.
Have you ever prepped your area, babe?
Nah, I took it raw dog, ready to go. Listen, yes. I'm not trying to prep shit.
Babes, what have you purchased off the internet?
Oh God, this is a good one. This is gonna be a good one. It's not as fun as fake Nair. I bought
crazy
just acid.
Honestly, it was a piece of clothing from Pinterest that was so fucking cool. It was this coat and it had eyes on it and it looked really modern. I got it and it was the same fabric as like a Toys R Us sheet. It was an outfit.
Oh.
Yeah.
And okay, I'm not a size -2, all right, everybody? So I like to get large, medium, just to make things comfy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Clown pants. And polyester blend, felt blend.
Like very uncomfortable.
Just very wrong, obviously. And the way they presented it on the internet was jean. I can literally pull
the picture. Yeah, it looked like denim.
It looked like denim, and it was not.
No. And you got a double XL.
No, I cut up. You can't return that. I'd have to go to China and then leeway through Taiwan, then back to like it was. Right, it cost more to return.
Yeah,
but I cut it up and I put it on like some things. I reused the fabric.
That's good.
Yeah. When I tell you, I put those pants on, and no joke, all of us, plus like four other people could have fit in these pants. They were huge.
Were they comfortable at least? No.
Because they're the type of fabric that if you sweat one iota.
You have swass for life.
For life. Like everyone's smelling the crack.
No.
It's really bad.
Honestly, let me hold your hand when I say this. You got it on the internet, babe.
It's fair. It's my fault. Like, you're right. You're right. Never mind.
You got it on Pinterest.
Yeah.
And it came from China. And you trusted the image. I mean,
it's your fault.
I once tried to buy a hat on Temu, and when I got it, it was not the hat that I bought, and I had to come to terms with the fact that I bought it off of Temu.
But I bought some really good Scullies off of Temu.
Really?
You did.
I bought some really good Scullys.
I buy book nooks off Temu.
There's some Temu joints that
Temu
are fire.
Still exists. I thought it was.
Yeah, you told me not to be on it because they were going to take something. That's not true. I don't know if it is or not.
No,
but
yeah.
I had to stop
there was like a scandal about. Don't be
oh,
on Temu.
Them like taking all of your information
yeah.
and
yeah.
selling it. See, I already had my phone stolen and sold on the black market in China. There's little to nothing that scares me anymore.
Got it.
That's fair.
Just go yes. off. Can you explain to me what happened with the Candace Owens scenario?
Oh my God. I want to know so bad.
So Candace Owens, oh God. She made this tweet about like Harry Styles. And I tweeted back at the tweet. I'm not going to lie.
You started it?
I kind of started. I said, she basically was like, this is what's wrong with like masculinity today, like talking mm-hmm. about Harry Styles. And I tweeted back on her and I said, don't be mad that he wears a dress better than you do.
Okay, ooh. that's fighting words.
Yeah, yeah. So she definitely
those
saw
are
it,
some
probably.
Fighting words.
Well, by definitely saw it, probably. I mean, she definitely saw it because not even 2 hours later, she also posted a video of me walking in slow-mo, strutting in a skirt.
Did you look good?
Oh, I look so good.
Obvious.
And she basically also said the same exact thing. Like, this is what's wrong with, like, the youth in America today. Like, none of you are masculine or, like, manly. But I took it and I rode with it.
So what is masculinity to you?
Not a damn thing. I think gender and that entire realm is so fluid. I feel like there is the like gender roles that play into it of like, oh, what is like stereotypically masculine and what's stereotypically feminine. But I don't really have an idea of what masculine is because it's just.
I was having that conversation with someone a while ago, and we were saying that the new generation, and technically you're that new generation, there are no boundaries. Candace Owens, myself, my wife, and anyone above us, we grew up in a stereotypical, this is what men act like, this is what they do, bitch them out if you want to, but this is what a woman is supposed to be. And I think what's beautiful about the human race, and then what's also toxic about the human race, is that there is a sense of growth for every generation, but the generation before it shits on it.
Yeah.
So let's go back into history where, you know, the new generation loved rock and roll and the older generation shit on it, but if it wasn't for that newer generation, we wouldn't have Kiss and we wouldn't have, you know, all the other
Queen,
thank you very much.
Yeah.
And it's really important for the new generation to push society forward and the human experience forward. And I feel really bad sometimes that the newer generation is getting such backlash for something that is natural.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been gender fluidity within the human race since before time. The French, the Romans, everyone. In an open society that allows for thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry you had to go through that, but you did start it.
Yeah, I did start it. But okay. I mean, honestly, I still like, I don't mind it. Like, yeah. I feel like.
Like, it's your job. Is it your job, in a way, since you are a social media person, to then interact in those ways with other social media people?
No, okay. No. I was just saying it because I was a Ride or Die Harry fan. And I was like, don't fuck with my man. But
that's
no,
fair. Fair.
I do think that I definitely played a role in her tweeting at me, which I'm still
you
like
played like a major role. Like she would not have
tweeted at
you,
me at all.
If you hadn't tweeted
actually,
at her.
It worked.
I actually think it was the, because I screenshotted, I was too afraid to like actually retweet what she said, I'm pretty sure. And I did like a screenshot of her tweet. And I think so many people had been like retweeting it and like saying stuff that she did see it. I didn't like try to come at her directly, but I definitely like beat it around the bush
yeah,
and
yeah.
it still reached her. But
you also stood up for so many people that live your truth, that live the truth of the new generation. It's like Harry Styles is a man, but it doesn't matter what you wear. It doesn't matter how you speak. It matters how you show up to your family and your friends and your community. Mm-hmm. That shows if you are a decent person or not. Why does it have to be extremely masculine or feminine? Because nowadays, women are in masculine roles by making money and bringing money into the home. And that was a stereotypical masculine way. I think, you know, it's beautiful that you stood up for your community in that way.
You know what else is pretty stereotypical?
Mm.
What we do on this podcast, which is ask people to put their hands in that pot and tell us what we're talking about.
Be careful. It's juicy.
Be okay. careful. Something might bite you, but it won't. Don't be scared.
Brain rot.
Brain rot.
Oh, I have a lot of brain rot.
Can you define brain rot for us?
It's content that would literally like rot your brain. It's like what? So I would say the original type of brain rot was SpongeBob. Like, you know how parents were like, don't watch that, it'll make you dumb. And then statistics actually showed that kids who watched SpongeBob were like dumber.
Then obviously Ren and Stimpy watchers. Obviously. I'm just playing.
But yeah, it's kind of just that, but on the internet. My For You page is pretty much just like brain rot videos.
So you enjoy brain rot content.
I think it's a really good way to dissociate and just be like, oh, okay, like this is happening now.
I'm going to say some Gen Z brain rot phrases and you're going to tell me what they mean.
Okay.
And this will help you.
Thank you. I'm like in the dark here. I'm swimming.
I know. Okay. So Ohio.
Oh.
Oh my God, this is fun. I'll say what I think and then, okay, got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay, go.
What do you think?
Okay. I think of like,
That's how you're supposed to feel. Okay. Like, Ohio is very, the aura it gives off is, it's very unique, but it's also not something I would ever want to give off myself.
Right.
So when you say, like, that gives Ohio, like, Ohio That's gives, funny. Like, schools with no windows.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
And like, if there were windows, it looks like they're barred.
Yeah.
Up, like a prison cell.
Okay. Understood.
Yeah.
Mama, a girl behind you.
Oh, that comes from, I'll let you
know. No, I have no idea what's going on.
Okay, Mama, a Girl Behind You comes from a video of this mother, and she's filming her daughter, or no, her daughter's filming her, and they're, like, on Snapchat, and you know how you have, like, Bitmojis on Snapchat, pretty much?
Yeah.
It's like, well, there was a filter on, and there was the Bitmoji standing next to her mom, and she goes, Mama, a girl behind you, because she thought it was, like a real girl, but it was just her mom's Bitmoji, just... so, like, now people just say, like, Mama, a girl behind you.
So how do I use that in life?
Right.
Mm. Or you don't?
I mean, like, you could. It's just, like, that's, like, a brain rot phrase.
You know what it sounds like in my gen? It sounds like, you in danger, girl. So how are people, like, using it in the world?
There is, like, a way of phrasing it, like, say... A girl is, like, singing, and she does really well, and she's, like, 15. Mm-hmm. And they could be like, Mama, there's a The Voice career behind you, where, like, she ends up on The Voice, or, like, there's a Idol career behind you, or, like, kind of stuff like that. But I've never really used it in that way. I've always just been like, Mama, a girl behind you, just, like, saying it to say it. Like, just saying the shit.
I would just literally say it if something was behind. Mama, there's a girl behind you.
What was that? Mama, that girl behind? Are you from Ohio? Like, what is that?
There you go.
I was setting up. You should have been like, Ohio. Okay. Raise your ya, ya, ya.
So that. No.
Yes.
It's your ya, ya, ya.
There's
a video of this lady, and she's like a vocal coach, and this girl is trying to like sing like certain words. It's like, raise your right finger. She's
really
raise your right finger. So she's like, don't say right finger, say. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, right finger.
Yeah. You sound really good.
Oh, thank you.
Do you practice?
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got it. Okay. Level 10 gyat.
Oh,
what was that?
Level 10 gyat.
Gyat?
I think that's just like a big ass, right? I feel like it's gone from like, oh, like you got a big ass to like you got it.
Oh, I
so
love
like
that.
Got level 10.
Level 10 got.
So you got a big ass.
Ooh, okay,
yes.
Okay.
You got it.
You got that.
I like that. I like
just...
that. Babes. You got it.
You got it.
Thanks, babes. Ohio.
I don't think that was warranted for that.
That was not warranted.
Oh, that wasn't? Raise your ya.
There you go.
Okay. Just put the fries in the bag.
Oh, that's literally what I say every day.
I have no idea.
Just put the fries in the bag.
Is that a real thing people say?
It's like when it started when fast food workers were like doing crazy shit, and they'd be like, hey, bro, just put the fries in the back.
Oh, yeah. Like when Donald Trump worked at McDonald's. Just put the fries in the back.
Yeah, it's like, why are you doing too much?
See, like, I had no idea that that was a thing.
That's for me, and I love all of my fast food workers, but sometimes people start to recognize me, and the cameras come out, and the people start talking, and in my head, I'm just like, just put the fries in the bag. I gotta go. Because I really am not really...
Just put the fries
in the bag.
You could say that at the gas station.
Where, I can like, say that to
like,
anybody.
You're like, just put the fries in the bag, let's go.
I don't know why, but in my head, I literally thought the first image that came in my brain when you said that was a McDonald's cashier being held at gunpoint.
Literally, correct. My, you are my spirit animal right now.
Thanks.
I saw McDonald's too. Funny.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Okay. Skibidi toilet riz.
Wow.
Okay, so there was a game.
I said it right?
Yes, you 100% did. So Riz is like...
We know Riz.
Yeah, we
so
have it.
Skibidi,
I have massive Riz.
Skibidi Toilet was a game, and it was of this man whose head is in a toilet. It's like his body's the toilet and his head pops out of it.
Okay.
So Skibidi Toilet Riz. And again, I would like to... reiterate brain rot. Like Skibidi Toilet is right. Brain rot.
That is Skibidi Toilet.
Oh my god,
is brain rot.
He's been talking on the bowl too much. Have you
do
guys?
Do you know that?
Do you know that?
You know talking on the bowl?
That's no. Some serious brain
babes,
rot.
That's literally our version of brain rot.
I mean, we have a lot. Okay,
talking
so,
on the bowl. Oh, talking on like the toilet bowl?
Yes.
So, but this is what you do when you're in jail. So I love watching Locked Up.
Me too.
And I mean, we love watching Locked Up, but I don't know if the bowl. I first met the bowl with you. But anyway, there was this season of Locked Up where they were maximum security prison, and they would talk on the bowl. And when you talk on the bowl, you can talk to the people below you. So the men's unit was up top and the women's was below. So the toilets are connected through the plumbing system, right? So they discovered that if they were like, yo, yo, what's up on the bowl, it would channel through and come up someone else's bowl. So then they're having conversations.
Just
so
talking on the bowl.
They talking on the bowl. Whoa. So one dude upstairs was talking on the bowl, met some girl. They were in a relationship. It was committed. But someone else was talking on another bowl to another woman that was his woman. And then all this bowl fight happened. And none of these people ever met in person. They were all connected because they were talking on bowls.
That's our generation of brain rot.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so good. It had massive... Skibidi doodah riz. Anyway,
do you want to see what Skibidi Toilet Guy looks like?
Yes.
Yeah. I have to show you because if I don't show you, it's just not going to make any sense. I'm warning you now. Like, it's not.
I love shit like this. What the fuck? That's a Skibidi Toilet?
Yeah, this is Skibidi Toilet.
Low taper fade.
Me.
I actually maybe am the worst person you can ask these questions to because I hear low taper fade and I'm like, oh, a haircut.
Yeah. First of all, a low taper fade is pretty much cool. What's on. Pretty much what's on my head right now. It's a fresh cleanup, a
it
fresh
looks good.
Little cut up. It's ready for the girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Period.
I'm okay. Acting like I get any like that.
Yeah, we're
I'm
just
like,
gonna say
yeah.
That's exactly right.
Period. Touch the back of my neck.
Ready for the low taper fade. She ready for the girls. Low taper fade. Okay, galvanized square steel.
What galvanized square steel?
So, have you ever seen, there's a guy on TikTok and he does really, he makes these videos. I actually watch them a lot. And he's basically like these dorm room students who are like, how can I make this space work?
Okay. Yeah. Like a home makeover.
Yeah. And he'll use like a 3D model to like show you how to rearrange your room.
Okay, it's like HGTV.
Yes. HGTV before like college dorms or like your like small studio in New York City. And then he would say, like, put up a galvanized square steel, like, wall. So then everyone just started filling the comments with galvanized square steel.
What I'm starting to hear from brain rot.
Yes.
From just kind of trendy things.
Catchphrases.
It's catchphrasey.
Yeah. Galvanized square steel, boots house down, hunty mama
purse. Boots house down, purse first.
Ohio. Yes. Do you guys think that watching too many short-formed videos, TikToks,
has ruined our attention spans?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, can you read a book anymore?
Yes.
Do you listen or read?
I read.
Oh, I listen.
She can't read.
I read. But
I can read.
I read with white.
She's like Leah Michelle. Noise. She can't read.
I can read. Continue.
Period.
You ate that one up.
Yeah, I did.
You ate that one up. I Sorry, did. Leah Michelle. No, I'm not, actually. No, I'm not. I don't even know you.
Continue.
But I listen to white noise when I read.
Oh.
Or piano. I actually just started reading The Giver series by Lois Lowry. I'm on the last book.
Do you think that Gen Alpha is going to have worse brain rot than us?
I think they already do. They're the ones that brought about Skibidi Toilet.
I don't like them.
Yeah. See, but that's the thing. The cycle.
It's a cycle.
It's a cycle. I'm going to say.
You mean it's the circle of life?
Kind of, but it's like the cycle of like generations hitting on other generations for no reason.
Literally, I'm doing that right now. Yeah. But I'm doing it for a good reason.
Yeah, Skibidi Toilet Riz is kind of like...
If you start there, like, there's only...
You're only going downhill.
Yeah.
That's what's really scary because I think now because of AI and everything, like, the next generation, no offense, you guys are really fucking stupid. Like, I say this with peace and love, but, like, I have not encountered a dumber generation in my life. And actually, I pray to God that one day an EMT... wipes out all electronics so that you may learn the ability to read or also look at a clock that has two hands and actually be able to tell the time, because at the rate it's going, I fear for society. Have you ever seen WALL-E?
Yes, that's my fucking movie. Yeah, that's where we're ended up. The reason maybe why you can stand on that soapbox is because our generation's brain rot was a Tamagotchi. Our generation brain rot was like, I don't know, Britney Spears, you're welcome. You know what I mean? Like, we had those moments. It was like games and video games.
But you could explain them.
Exactly.
You can't explain the things that this brain rot is. It's just literally like so unbelievably and unimaginably stupid that you're like, oh my God, how, like, where did this even come from?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, I get it, but. Are we fucking kidding? Skibidi Toilet Riz? Like, are you out of your mind? Yeah. I get it, though. Like, that's the issue. It's
that's the issue.
But you know,
like,
what?
Like, let me explain Skibidi Toilet. A man's head sticking out of a toilet.
And it's Riz.
And it's Riz.
And it's Riz. But you know what it kind of is? It's creating a new language. Do you remember Shiz? Not in Wicked, but like my...
No one more, so Wicked!
No. Which, when we saw Wicked, by the way, I was really shocked to keep hearing Shiz, because...
What is Shiz?
Shiz University.
Shiz University is where they go to school, but I, as a kid, used to say Shiz with my friend Mari, and we'd go, what the Shiz? And that was like our thing, and I would be like, shit, and we would crack each other up, and then that, to me, though, is... language that you morph as a kid that becomes then a thing that you say. And it's kind of like Babes to be 100, the Cheeto language.
Don't
because
put,
like,
put the fries in the bag.
The what language?
Cheetah language.
Cheetah girls.
Oh.
Like in Cheetah.
They had Cheetalicious.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yes.
That would be like, oh my God, your moves are so Cheetalicious. Like, that doesn't mean anything.
Leave it be.
Okay.
Cause we are sisters.
You see what I'm saying, though?
It's cheetah girls, cheetahs. Gotta do what we gotta do. Got the brains and the power and the speed. I love that he whispered it, though.
Like, the whole time.
Just, yeah.
I had to. And like, that was like, you know. You
guys get my point, though?
No.
Yes.
Why not?
Because, let me tell you why.
Please.
Because Cheetalicious and all the cheetah verbiage was a book that created that language. It wasn't some kid randomly coming up with it. Listen to me. Skibidi Toilet Riz.
Right. That. Speak on it. Speak on it.
I think that was someone, like you said, watching SpongeBob.
Right.
Wanting to create their own thing. And then it just came. There's culture
could
with round cheetah language.
But think there's a culture around... high ass motherfuckers smoking weed who then say stupid shit, and then it becomes kind of societally
attacked. I feel
when
purely
people
attacked.
When people eat,
I can't speak on your experience, so I am going to sit this one out as a white man.
Great, as a white man. But you get what I'm saying. I'm not even speaking to her. I'm thinking of like Seth Rogen and like James Franco and how they created this whole stoner, what's his face, goes to White Castle. That whole culture became like just being stupid and high. And then
nobody came up with a man in a toilet and called it Riz.
Riz.
No one did
also
that.
Where do you
okay
get...
I'm putting my fries in my goddamn bag and leaving. But, anyway, whatever.
Wait, I pose this question.
Yeah,
right?
Let's pose.
You
like, you mean it,
you have a man inside of a toilet, right? His
every
head
day.
Popping out,
yeah, constantly.
There are so many names you could give it. why the fuck would you give it skibbity?
You know what I would give it?
Huh?
Shithead. What would you give it?
Fair. Probably, you know what? Shithead. It would have been better smart, as a right? shithead.
Yeah.
Or Chad. Shithead.
Chad.
Chad the shithead Riz. You guys, we just did it.
I don't think we did.
No.
Yeah. No, I think not it would take all. It would take an army to.
Let's toast.
Oh shit. Click a click.
Today, my lovely friends, we are toasting to Giuseppe Paterno. In the year...
Giuseppe, I love your shoes.
Giuseppe Paterno. In the year 2020, he graduated at the top of his class with first class honors in philosophy from the University of Palermo. The twist? He was 96 years old.
Oh, period.
Oh, yes, Giuseppe.
Okay, he has no idea about anything we just talked about at all. Okay? Okay, yes. He has no idea. He had always wanted to study, but he was never able to do so as a child because he came from a very large family and was very poor. Mm. After working at his father's brewery as a child, he then worked as a telegrapher for the Italian army during World War II. He finally was able to graduate from high school at the age of 31. Mm. And then in 2022, he graduated again at the age of 98
wow.
with a master's degree in history and philosophy. Once again, proving you are never too old to do something new.
Is he still alive?
You know, my mom complains that she's in her 60s and like, I can't do it. I'm old. I'm going to send Giuseppe's paper to her.
And that's also such the Italian spirit. I'm Italian, so that's why.
I figured it was like, I'm Italian.
We can. Yeah, you are.
I'm a few things, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that hair, of course. Thank you.
Italian, Armenian.
So let's all vision trip, right? We're 98 years old.
Are we closing? Can we close our eyes?
Yeah, yeah, let's vision trip. We're 98 years old.
I'm 98.
Where are you? Right? Totally. I'm like svelte. I have all the wrinkles, but also very pretty. What's going on with you, Spencer?
I look like Jane Fonda, but better.
Okay, but Spencer, what's going on with you?
You said 98,
yeah.
right? Hopefully in the ground. Hopefully okay. deep, deep 6 feet under in the ground. I have passed away. I'm in a dark, dark abyss. I don't know whether or not I am in heaven or I have joined a collective consciousness that is one with the universe. But if I make it to 98 years old, I'm taking myself out.
We need to up Spencer Zoloft and move on with this.
I'm just
show.
Saying, I think 98, like 90, what happened to people dying? I don't know. Like
medicine. That's
like,
what happened.
Well, yes. Medicine.
My eyes are still closed. Should they be open?
You guys,
now?
I.
No, mine are closed.
I'm in love with you. I'm going to be 100. Before you got here, I had to deep dive because I'm obviously old as fuck. And like,
you're not
know what
old.
I mean? Well, I'm not old, but I'm pretty.
She's old. She's 40.
And I really like you.
Oh,
dude.
Our eyes are open, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I really like you. I think you're really cool. And I know that, you know, what you put on social media is what you put on social media. But I think there's some cool things behind those eyes of
oh,
yours.
Thank you.
You're
yeah.
cool.
Spencer, thank you so much for coming on to this
okay.
show.
You're like, okay, get the hell out.
It has been such, this has been so educational.
You're welcome.
And so deeply informative. Spencer, where can we find you?
Oh, you can find me everywhere at Spencewah. That's S-P-E-N-C-E-W-U-A-H.
Spencewah.
Except on Snapchat because someone stole my username. But that one's Spencewah with an M in the middle, spelled the same exact way with an M in the middle. And you'll know it's me because I'm verified on Snap.
Oh.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here today.